Yeah, there you go. Phil Collins, of course, bringing us in there once again this evening with his version of Groovy Kind of Love. So there you go. Wonderful. Wonderful piece of music. Right. Three people lined up in our core queue already. And Chris is here with us, as usual, on a Friday. So we're going to say hello to Chris in just a moment. So I hope you're all ready for the weekend, because it starts right here. Okay, let's say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Jim. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Hi, oh, say good evening. Hey, have you had a good week?
Yeah, I did have a good week. Enjoyed it, and I did go out to eat on the 11th for my birthday, so
all right.
Everything was good, but yeah, I've been just busy and just, you know, doing my regular stuff, and but it's been pretty good for me, so.
Wonderful. Okay, okay. All right, so there's three lovely people here, as we said, and we're going to make a start. So right at the top this evening, we have Catherine.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I don't have a particular question or any general reading.
Okay, so we'll see what we've got here. Okay. Sorry, I was looking at some video I did yesterday, so hold on. Okay, so first of all, you have Porcupine, which is the innocence. I feel like there is a lot of innocence in what you do. You don't do no harm to other people.
No.
I feel like you, I think some people just, is what I'm being told, they just don't appreciate the way you are, I guess. And they take you for granted. And the people that seem like, I don't know, I just get this weird feeling like they just have this, like you have this illusion of something that's blocking you from seeing the truth, because the dragonfly came out.
Mm.
And that's what I was told, that it was just an illusion of what is really not there. Okay, so let's see what else. Hold on. I'm being told manifest miracles. I'm being told that the archangels are helping you to manifest miracles, and to have for them to come in your life and to manifest whatever. So I'm being told this is a time to start manifesting. Because I just see that you do it now. Manifesting.
Oh, Nine of Cups?
You can manifest. Not Man of Cock, manifesting.
Oh, manifesting.
So, but I was told that you can manifest if you just do put your part in, and then don't worry about what other people are saying to you or what could be saying about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep seeing the balance card coming out, so there's balance in, I don't know why, but I keep seeing you have to have balance between family, what I'm seeing, and then I'm kind of seeing legal issues, because the balance is showing the Libra energy, so it's like a scale between justice and fairness, so you need to have that to really
mm-hmm.
look at what's going on and see what's really going on, and then you need to have the inner power to manifest everything that you have. You just have to believe in yourself, is what I'm being told. I feel like you need to put more energy in believing in yourself. I don't think you give that yourself that much credit in anything you do, which you need to change that. You need to really start believing that you can do this and it can be done. Okay? I don't know if that makes
yeah,
any sense.
Yeah, I've been when the I've been feeling kind of run down this week, so I've been resting this week. But I when the temperature dropped drastic, you know, it was really hot. Now it's really cold at night, and it kind of takes me a minute to readjust to fall. And but I hope this my energy will come back.
Yeah, I do feel that with everything going on, the energy will change, and the weather will kind of affect you to where you might want to be more doing more activities, being outside or just being active, because the heat can kind of drain you. The sun can do a lot of damage. So you just have to drink a lot of fluids to maintain that. So that's when I was told that I do see you getting busier in the fall time, which the fall's already coming. I want to say probably by, hold on. I'm hearing like November is when I'm seeing. You're going to be more active and being outside. That's what I'm seeing, that you're going to be very active outside and you're going to keep your mind off of things. I was just told just to keep yourself active, okay? And I do see that, oh, okay. And then the last part, I was told that the boar, the wild boar came out. So you need to confront what is not right. You're going to be having to deal with confronting people and telling them, you need to leave me alone. I don't want you in my circle. So I feel like you're going to be confronting a lot of people, and you're going to be having to confront your fears and work on your fears and your flaws so you can change what can be done. Because I'm being told that you can change it. You just got to confront it and admit that you're afraid. And once you admit that you're afraid, the guys will guide you to overcoming that fear. That's what I'm being told. I want to say like in November is a time when things are going to change for you. Things are going to be a little bit more more busy right now. It's kind of like steady and you're relaxing. So things are just kind of just slow right now. But I do feel that in the fall time, things are going to pick up for you. You're just going to put in your energy into it. And that's what I see for you right now.
Anything about my birthday next week?
Well, I see like a possible gathering, but it's really up to you all if you want to do that. If you want to have people there, it's really, I think that's what I see. I see it as
a few people.
It really depends.
Yeah, I just moved, so I only know a few people.
Well, I see like a lot of good things coming in. I just don't invite the whole world to everything, but just keep it at the minimum. But I see it's going to be good, and I see money coming your way, so you're probably going to get money on your birthday.
Oh.
So that's what I see for you.
Okay.
I see it like a blossoming good and good birthday. Say, have we talked before?
Yes.
We have?
On the show.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank
you.
Yeah,
it was a jaguar. I remember last time the crow and the jaguar came out.
Yeah, did anything change when I told you that? Did you notice anything?
Well, I started to my dream and
write down
the habit of every morning to wake up and write down
anything
from my dreams.
Okay.
Sometimes.
And did you notice anything different? Like, have your vision been coming true? I feel like things are going to change. So you're going to start noticing different. Yeah, you're going to start seeing things. So like I said, I remember what I told you last week, but some things can change depending on what you're going through and how you handle the adjustment of you know, the conditions of what you're in, things tend to change from time to time. Most people, usually the readings don't change, but with the totems, one thing I am being told that totems do change depending on the situations that you're going through. And that applies to me, that applies to everyone. Now, the basic reading with the tarot, or the oracle cards, those are the ones that change, and depending on what you need to be, what you need to be focusing on, and what the message is. As far as everything else, I do feel like the totems have changed because of the fall coming, so there's going to be a lot of manifesting energy. Really focus on you. You need to confront, and then you're going to have balance of what you need to get done first. So you're going to have to prioritize of what you want to do is what I'm being told with the balancing. So that's what I was told for you. And by the way, since your birthday is this coming week, I just want to say happy birthday. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. That's sweet. All right. Thank you. That's great. Thank you for the reading.
You're welcome.
Righto. Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Let's see where we're going. There's the bell. Okay. Veronica.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Did you jump in?
Yeah. Hi. How are you doing?
Thank you, Chris. Hi, Ken. Sorry for the background noise. Thank you so much for your call. And this is more like a love question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot going on, and again, Psychic Show Network, you have to give some guidance. And thank you for that. You've been very active when I've talked to you, and thank you very much. It's not easy. At this time, sorry.
Now what? I can't hear you. What did you say?
I just want to know, still about my friendship / romantic friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I don't lose the gentleman that I like, because
well, the only thing I got with that is
I want to see
about
him.
Love.
What
you need to do is connect with music when you're together. Because I'm being told whenever you hear certain songs, there's going to be the songs that he's telling you how he feels. So I'm being told to connect with music to inspire you. And then you're going to be, in each other's head. So when you listen to the music, you're going to connect on that level of, he's going to hear songs that are going to be like you talking to him through the music. And then one thing is that you need to love and accept yourself and be self-acceptance of, don't feel like you're not beautiful. Just don't ever have doubts of being insecure of like, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I have big bones, or you might not like me, my hair's messed up. Don't think that way. Just as long as you love yourself and accept who you are, he's going to accept you. But don't change for him. Just always be who you are, no matter what the case may be. And then the other one was telling me the miracle of forgiveness, which meaning that you're going to have to forgive a lot of people. And the people that hurt you from the other job, just let go of them and just know that you're going to forgive them within your spirit. You're going to be able to forgive them. So if you forgive them, things are going to change for you. So just give it time, and then you can go from there, and things will get better. And I do see that he's not going to take off anywhere, as long as don't be too pushy. And I feel like everything should be fine.
that's interesting. I like what you said. Chris, is that the one we're talking about with the letter E? Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah.
A tall gentleman? No way.
Yeah.
God, I am blown away. I like what you said. Some people, yeah, go ahead.
And that's what I was told to tell you. But I would say just don't worry about what they're doing and just focus on yourself.
Any particular song you recommend that he likes that I can start the process? Any particular song? I don't know if it's like the 80s, like, well, but, you know, like you like, you know, that song from Phil Collins. It's just so odd.
Okay, let me see what comes to my mind. I'm not thinking of anything right now. Hold on. I'm trying to think. It says, okay, yeah, what I'm being told, with the song that he likes is In the Air Tonight. So when you're together, he thinks of that song because of the energy of the air. Like, he knows that there's a lot of love in the air and that he knows that you understand him. Okay.
No, that's interesting. And that's Phil Collins.
Yep. A lot of people like Phil Collins. I do too. So I relate to his music.
Yeah,
so, but just know that that's the song that's coming to me. And the one that goes, the groomy kind of love, is the other one that comes to my mind, because I just feel like y'all have this kind of groovy kind of love where things can be. He has his days where he's just quiet, and then there's another time when he's just romantic, and then there's days when he's affectionate or he's just to himself where he doesn't want to be around. So the moods change with the love, is what I was told. So, but just be aware that his mood might change. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. It's just that he has his days.
Yeah. That's very nice. Does anybody, I'm curious, you know, sometimes guys talk, I mean, like you're a man, and Mr. Kim's a man. Does anybody else know about me that he's, like, asking an opinion, like?
According to what I'm seeing, no. I'm not seeing any of that, so. I don't think other people know. So I think if you start showing more that y'all are together, people are going to figure it out. But that's what I'm being told. So just don't worry about it and just focus.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. And question. My, do you see, is it like, I don't know what else to ask that I don't want to disrespect the, if I asked before. I'm thinking about renting this place, but I'm not sure, should I do the business first or the home? Because I know if I do the business, I can gain money, and in the home, I know the home is to rest and relax, but I'm kind of a little bit in a predicament.
I would say just to do follow what your heart tells you. What you need to do is just close your eyes and ask yourself what you feel like you need to do, and it's gonna come to you. You're gonna know what you need to do. Just let it come.
And I want to ask you, like, something from the past real quickly. Where I used to live, there was that man with the little R that we had conflicts, and there was quite a bit of involvement with people. Well, I just want to know if you see that if it got solved, because I haven't finished business there.
No, I don't. I see it, like, getting resolved, and that's, like I said, you're going to have to forgive them of what they've done and move on. But I just feel like it is resolved, but that's something that you shouldn't be worried about. That's what they're telling
so
you.
So it
you
did not.
Be worried about. Yes, we'll get resolved, but it's not something that you should worry about anymore.
Okay. 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 Got it. You did say that, and thank you for the clarification. See, I wasn't quite sure who you're referring to. Wow. And then one more question. The job where I was working, where I had a little bit of conflict, do you think you're going to call me back? Because I don't know if my background for the past went through.
I think things are going to change for you, but it's going to be better. It's going to be a lot better. So that's what I'm being told. So things will be better for you.
Do you think they're going to call me later on, like maybe next year or something like that?
Yeah, I wonder if they will probably call. Yes, they'll probably call like later.
That's good. Chris, thank you for your time. Again, your accuracy. I think God bless you. Okay, take care of yourself. Thank you, Ken, for Marvelous Reader. Have a good night. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Oh, she goes. There she goes. Okay, right. Now then. Motorbike going past. I can't hear. Okay. Can't hear myself think. Okay. It's gone. Right. Let me see. Where are we? Right. Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. So, how can I help you today? Do you have any questions, or you just want me to see what I get from you?
Just whatever I need to hear from whoever I need to hear it from.
Okay. You know what? I like that because most people, they'll tell me their whole life story, but I told them not to tell me anything, but they still tell me, and I still manage to get different things, so that's funny that you say that. Okay. So the first one I got is the stable. It's the moose, and if I remember right, it represents the word. I can't pronounce the word, but it's S-T-A-M-I-N-A.
Stamina.
That's yeah. So being feel like stamina, if you keep things right, things will be perfect. And then with the when I'm looking at here, it looks like a tiger, but I would say it looks like a leopard to me. But I know what this one represents. They represent secrets. So I'm being told that there's going to be secrets that are going to be revealed, and secrets that are going to be shown. And then with the whale card, it's telling me that there's going to be, with everything that you're you're finding out, it's saying the recording keeper, which means that you're going to have to document everything you find out. And then once you do this, you're going to start finding things, and you're going to put it together like a puzzle. You're going to be able to figure things out. You're going to be able to, like, you're going to be shocked with the stuff that you're going to find out. And once you find out what they're giving you, the strength is that they're going to give you unconditional love, because they're saying that they're going to help you to give you and receive the love that you deserve. So they're going to put the right people at the right time when you need them, okay? The second one, they're saying that you need to honor your emotions and feelings. Because I've been told that you've been biting your tongue because you've been holding back on how you feel on some things. You've been just like, no, I shouldn't do this, or should I say this, or, you know, stuff like that. That's what they're telling me, that you've been just holding back on, like, should I say anything? And I'm afraid I'm going to hurt your feelings. So, but you need to just stop holding back and just tell them how you feel. Once you tell them that, things are going to be a lot different. And then the last one I was told, Raphael, is telling me to he's going to give you some shining light to heal your body. And it shows the medical symbol, which meaning, is there something about a physical that you're concerned about? You don't seem to work physical.
No, but I think I'm going to be doing some physical healing.
Okay, well, that's okay. That validates what I just said. So Raphael is going to give you some healing when you do that physical, what you're doing with that healing. He's going to do it spiritually and physically and mentally. He's going to do it all in all those aspects, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. He's going to heal you from inside and out. Now, if they tell you that you need to get something checked, I would say, and you said that you're not having any health issues, but I would say if there is a health issue that comes up within the next few weeks, I'm being told, heads up, get a second opinion. And I'm being told that there's going to be something you're going to find out, and they're going to say, well, you need to do this. And you're going to be like, no, I don't feel right. So I'll get a second opinion. That's just for precaution, that if they do tell you anything, I will get a second opinion. But I don't see anything healthy, health-wise. But if you do, like I said, get a second opinion. And that's what I got for you. Okay. But just like I said, just remember that all the stuff I told you, it's going to be coming out with all the stuff that I told you with the secret and the recording of documents and everything. That's what's going to probably, I guess when I'm being told, it's going to kind of like stress you out. So you might want to get some Reiki done, some Reiki energy done, or do some healing so you won't be so stressed out. It won't drain you emotionally and it won't drain you physically. Because I'm being told that if you don't do that, it will drain you. Because you're going to be too overwhelmed with everything that you're going to find out.
Okay. Mhm.
And hopefully that makes sense. But what I was going to say, did you have any questions for me besides what I told you?
Anything from my great-grandmother, Delilah, or my dad or grandmother, anybody?
Okay, hold on. The only thing I get is that they're there to guide you in the decisions you're going to make. And they're going to be telling you the secrets of what you're going to find out. What I was told from the grandmother was keep your head up high and don't let anybody step over you. She always told that she was very protective and she was kind of worried about you because people tend to take advantage of you because you're so giving. So you might have to just put your boundaries and say, no more. I'm not doing this no more. So that's the only message that I got for you is just be firm and tell them, you don't have to be ugly, just tell them, I can't do it. I got to take care of myself. So, but that's what I was told to tell you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, anytime.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Suzanne. Okay then. All right, now then. Where are we going? Okay. Yolani.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
I just want to see what you can pick up for me.
Who's this again?
What do you can pick up for me and my energy?
Okay. Well, right now you're telling me peace and harmony is what they're going to give you. They're going to surround you with your life with harmonious love and give some peace and harmony. That what they're telling me is for you to speak the truth and focus your mind on what you want. And to focus on your priorities, because your priorities are off a little bit. So you need to focus on what needs important. So you need to go prioritize what's first, second, and third. So if you do that, I do feel like things are going to change for you. So just start prioritizing on things that need to be done. Okay?
Okay. What do you see for me?
Go ahead.
What do you see for me in work and also in love?
Well, I see the word leadership with work is what I'm seeing with that. I think you have to put more of your leadership and your knowledge with it. And then with your love, listen to the inner voice that that person is nearby. You just got to know and connect with that person. Because I feel like that person in your circle, but you just haven't met up yet, is what I'm being told. So just listen to the inner voice, and they're going to tell you what he looks like and who he is. So just listen to the guidance of your guide, and that's what I was told to tell you. And I see a promotion coming, too, with work. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that with probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks. So that's going to be very, very soon.
Okay.
I'm going to say probably by October, in the mid of October is what I see.
So the next month.
Say it again?
For next month? For next month?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Chris. And what about love? You say I didn't know. I don't know the person. I didn't know you well.
I feel you might have seen them, but you haven't met up yet. But you've crossed each other, like I'm gonna say, like twice. But you don't know who it is. It's like you run across each other, but you're like total strangers. But I do feel like that's who the person is. It just y'all will probably meet up somewhere, but they're going to reconnect you, and hopefully you get the idea that it's him, and hopefully he gets the idea that it's you. And once you do that, I think things are going to get better in your love life. I want to say probably by December, you're going to be already, like, getting very serious. So it's going to be a lot of things going on between now and November. Is what I'm seeing. You're going to be very busy.
Okay. There will be
yep.
a lot of changes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of changes. And I was wondering, who is this? Is this Yoli?
Yes, he is. He has been working a lot. But it's good that you guys are back in the radio, so I can talk to you guys sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's good, and I'm happy. And I'm happy for you. And just keep a lookout and just know that you will see him before the end of the year.
And you know what? Whatever you told me right now makes sense because I'm actually expecting to get promoted soon. Like, I'm really feeling like I will be promoted in October. So I hope that comes through soon. Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And let me know. You're welcome. Congratulations. And celebrate, girl, when you get that promotion. Time for you to celebrate.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. And
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Ken.
Wow. Amazing. Ken, are you there? Okay. I was like, where did you go?
Right. Okay, I'm here. Right, okay. So that was kind of a short one. I'm looking for towards 10 minutes, you see. And when it goes short like that, it's like I'm usually muted up or I'm not, or I'm doing something or screening. You know, I don't always get back in time. So, okay, right. Let's see where we are then. Right. Melvin?
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
Hello. How can I help you?
Whatever you're picking up with me in relationship-wise, I'm interested in this woman. We used to work together, and she moved about two doors down from me. She came over to my house, and we just talked. I wanted to see. Her name is Alicia. Alicia.
what I was told. when I was told just to connect with the music, listen to music, I feel like as far as like the what I see with y'all, I do take it very slow. As far as like being together, I would say that's not going to be like right off the bat. She doesn't really know you that well good. So I would say just to be very careful and just take things slow. And then she's dealing with issues, like with forgiveness and trusting people. But I would say to live your joy and don't let anybody take your joy away from you is what I'm seeing. I just feel like when you do talk to her, I would say just be with real cautious because she's dealing with a lot of issues right now with that girl that you're talking about.
Okay. Well, she she's trying to find a job, but you know, later on down the road. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. She's trying to find a job. And but after she gets through with her situation, do you see us in a long term relationship?
And
she likes me
long term. Well, I feel like she does like you, but it's just like friends. Like she just likes you as a friend for now because that's how she works. She doesn't like just working right into it. She barely knows you, but she likes being around you and your company. Now, for a long-term relationship, hold on. Is there a long-term relationship anytime soon? Hold on. Okay, but I'm being told if there's a long term, they're telling me no, not right now. I would say y'all need to get to know each other more, and I don't see like being together until like probably the end of December, going into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take it slow,
by
December, and then the reason why that I see that is because she's looking for a job. That's more important than just being with somebody, because if you're together and you move in or you move in with her, she's got bills to pay. So that's her main priority of getting a job. So I see that if you get together, it won't be until like the end of December going into January. Because when I asked, I said, I don't see it like right off the bat. I don't see it, like I see it like close to the end of the year, which is going to be like at the end of December is what I see.
Okay. Well, we will continue to see each other.
Yeah, we will see each other.
Is she a trustworthy person?
That's it again? I didn't hear you.
She's trustworthy?
I didn't hear you. Then what did you say?
Is she trustworthy? Not trustworthy.
Is she trustworthy? I would say with her being hurt and being abused and stuff, I feel like she is trustworthy, but it's going to take a lot to earn her trust. That's what I'm being told. It's going to take for her a lot for her to trust you a lot because she doesn't know you. She's already been hurt too many times. So it's kind of like that's what I'm being told. But I think if you just take it slow, I can actually see with her by the end of December would be the latest. Yeah, the latest would be December.
Because her and I used to work at Walmart together and back in 2014. So I know her from there. But we had to part each way, but she ended up moving two doors down from me. And she stays with her brother.
Oh, okay.
She's a nice, beautiful woman. And she's not over here already. And she's supposed to come over here this weekend to watch a game with me. Do you think she's coming tomorrow? What, a game, football game with me tomorrow? Like she said?
I think if she doesn't have any plans, she should be there. But if something comes up, she won't be there. It just depends on her plans. It just really depends on what plans are. But as far as I'm seeing right now, I see her going there. But just like I said, it depends on if she works or whatever. If she get, well, since you say she's looking for a job, I think she should be there. But I would say when she's there, just take it easy and don't approach her. Like, you want him just to do one thing and then one thing only. So I would say to take it easy and just approach it slowly. Because if you want it to work and you want it to be in a relationship, then you don't want to pressure her in anything. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely want this to work. I really do.
Just
she's,
give her,
she's a nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, just give her and that respect and that space.
Yes, ma'am. Because sometimes we don't move into a house. And do you think we'll be staying together in December?
Probably. She'll probably visit you and stay the night. But it won't be serious until, like I said, y'all will be already more or less together in December, but things might change at the end of the year. I would say probably like February, depending on how serious you are, how serious you are in December. It's going to determine how serious you are in December to what's going to be in February. Because I see something in February, which I don't know what that's about. But I do see something in February. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's great.
You're welcome.
Do you think any finances coming in my way? Which I did, I think I talked to you before about that water from the military. So I didn't turn in all my paperwork. And so I didn't have one doctor to examine me. And then I got to have another doctor to examine me on the 21st. Do you see a big lump sum still coming? Have you talked about before?
Well, I don't know when I remember talking to you, but I don't remember what I said, but I want to say it does depend on the paperwork. It really does depend on the paperwork. I want to say that's going to take some time. You're not going to get it right away because they got to process all the paperwork and then they got to do the transaction to make the check for you. So that's going to be for quite a while. And then everything is. How far is that up? I want to say that's probably, I think the earliest you can get it would probably be November. The latest would be, hold on. Okay, they're telling me the earliest, if the paperwork is working fast, they're telling me November. Now the latest, like the real latest you would be, it won't be until February or March. It takes months for them to do all that. So it's not going to happen like right off the bat.
So I'm already getting a disability check. You'll see me, when won't I get another disability check? That in that time frame? The same time frame?
I want to say you will get a disability check, but the lump sum or whatever you're waiting for, that's not going to be until like either November if they do the process quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're real late, well, depending on the employees, if there's shortage of employees, they won't be until February or March.
Okay, I want to ask you one more thing real quick. Yes, ma'am. All my numbers in I don't know if you take medical questions, but I'm on dialysis. I just started in January, but all my results, blood work, and everything is really good because I'm on a diet and I take good care of myself. And my question is, do you see me coming off of dialysis?
If you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, yeah, I see you off of it. Just keep whatever you're doing because it's working for you. I can't determine how long you'll be in dialysis, but if you keep doing what you're doing and not snacking or eating the food that you're not supposed to, you'll be out of dialysis quicker than you think. You're just going to keep eating the proper food.
Maybe November, October, November?
That I can't give you a date. They're not giving me because it depends on you. That more depends on you with your dialysis. That's more of a you thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Right, you have a good day.
Thank you, Melvin. Okay. And, you know, without embarrassing anyone, I know Melvin would not take offense or be embarrassed, but there is Melvin in a situation where he is currently on what he said in his own words, a dialysis machine. We all know what a dialysis machine is and what a dialysis machine does. Now, if that gentleman that's been loyal to the show for years take the time to donate, then can I honestly say, respectfully, where are the rest? Because one person this evening, last night's show resulted in nothing at all, where we had two readers for you. It's really getting to the point where I'm seriously considering shutting down permanently. We had one paid subscriber come to me recently and sent me a message on Facebook asking me, are you going to be continuing into next year? And asking that from a paid subscriber just shows that he's got the intention of continuing the show, but do you want us to continue the show? Because the thing is, the subscribers should not be carrying the rest of the people, and neither should people like Melvin. Yeah? And now, we regularly get Chris himself sending forward help in the form of donations, yeah, and we regularly get readers themselves sending forward help, so it shouldn't be that way, you know, we've said this many times. So the donation button there is there for everyone, not just for the few, you know, it supports the show, supports upcoming shows and keeps us on the air. You know, even a commercial internet radio station, we're not a commercial internet radio station, we are simply a podcast platform. Commercial internet radio station that also broadcasts over shortwave and on commercial radio frequency, Radio Caroline. Yes, they're legal now, but they still rely on your support and donations. If they can do it, then surely us here, little podcast platform asking for a little bit of help and support, surely we can respectfully deserve the same. On that note, I will play you some music.
Call.
Well, how appropriate is that piece of music? Eh? Because you can't hurry anything, can you? You just have to wait, and you can't hurry love. If you love the station, you can't hurry it, can you? You just have to wait. And you know, it's a game of give and take. Because we give, and you take. We take, and you give. Yeah, right. You know, it should be a two-way thing, shouldn't it? It should be, but I'm okay. Maybe the next track will result in something. We'll play some more as we go along. Okay, we're into the top of the first hour, and we're going to bring Chris back online. So let's see. Who have we got next? Okay, Christy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how
Hello,
are you?
How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry?
Who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry, my name is Christy.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You too, thank you.
So how can I help you? Do you have any questions, or you just want to see what comes out?
Can I please just see what comes up in the outline? If you have any messages for me, that's important.
Okay, so what I was told is they're telling me to tell you to remove the barriers around your heart, because I feel like, I don't know why I'm getting the word relationship or dating. There's people that are just not... I'm being told that they're just, sorry, they're just telling me to tell you like this, they're full of shit, okay? Number two, second is to honor your beauty. I'm being told for you to pamper yourself inside and out. I just feel that you haven't been really paying attention too much of yourself. You've been putting out for guys that they just don't pay attention to you. And they just only talk when it's convenient for them. Okay. And then I'm being told, okay, and then I'm also told to tell you that you have spiritual gifts. And I'm getting, like, the empathic part of you. I'm getting the Reiki, the healing. I just feel like you astral travel.
What was the second one you said after Reiki?
Healing.
Okay.
And I do feel like you have had your gifts ever since you were younger. But I think it kind of hits you harder now. But it's just that you have a hard time interpreting the messages. But I was told for you to get a notebook and just write down what you remember. And I do feel that when you start understanding your gifts, these messages that you are getting, they're not all for you. You're going to have to be able to have a difference of what is yours and what's not yours when you get the information.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've noticed that too.
With what?
Just, I get messages and I feel I do, and I just need to trust what I feel. I'm imagining. I've never learned any of this or read into it, but I feel like I need to trust myself more.
Yeah, I just feel that you're going to trust yourself. And then with the lion card, what I told them is that you have leadership in your gifts. So I feel like if you take the lead and take that faith and say, you know what, I can help people, you got to believe in what you get. Some people are going to tell you, no, that's not right. No, that's not going to make sense. But some people are going to tell you that because they're afraid of you telling them the truth. And what I'm being told is that if they're not ready to fucking hear it, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear nothing of it. But when it comes to them, they'll read you. But when it comes to you, they're like, I don't hear what you got to say, because none of your shit makes sense. But what I'm being told with that is that they're insecure. In order to avoid it, they try to have confrontations with you, and they raise their voice, and they're like, no, Christine, that doesn't make sense. You don't know what you're talking about. But I'm being told, in my guide, you know what you're talking about. It's just that the way you word it out is what kind of throws people off. They're like, that doesn't make sense. And also, what I'm being told to tell you, too, is be on the alert, okay? You're going to have to be on the radar alert and protect yourself against your enemies, because you do have enemies among people that you are claiming. Yes, you do. You have people around you that are claiming that they're your friends, but your friends are your enemies.
Oh,
okay.
That's not nice.
And then what I'm being told is that they only come to you when they need something, and then you don't hear from them in months. So that kind of triggers an idea of who they are. You'll know to start trusting yourself. That's what they're telling you. You'll start trusting yourself. Okay. And then they're telling you to keep a distance from your enemy. So basically, just like I said, be on alert, and your gifts are gonna tell you. And you might,
like, why would they be my enemy though? Like, because I haven't done anything bad.
you see my question? That's funny.
I try to keep it good.
Because you know what? I'm gonna say like this: as a light worker to a light worker, we all try to keep it good, but sometimes people push our damn buttons, and they test us to see how much we can tolerate. So I'm being told that they're testing your buttons. And even though you might not be doing nothing wrong, because you're doing all the good of God's work, and God is, you're one of God's children, like me. We're all God's children, but most of the people that are gifted, we have more of I think Kim's going to like this one. We have more of a responsibility to guide the people, to make them open their eyes that, hey, there's other things to life than just what you see in front of you. There is such thing as portals. There's such thing as dimensions. There's such thing as voodoo. There's such thing as voodoo. There's such thing as witchcraft. You know, whatever knowledge you spread out, there is truth to that. There's other things beneath, beyond the horizon. We know that we're not alone. Mm-hmm. We know there's aliens. We know there's fairies. We know that there's underground animals under the water that we probably haven't discovered. I mean, there's just, I think if they cannot see the gift, they don't understand it. And your gift is,
and because
like
they don't
your
understand
gift,
it,
not,
they get frustrated.
Yeah. And then I'm going to tell you when things are going to change for you. When they have their eyeballs popping out of their eyes, out of their sockets, that's when they're going to say, oh, shit, I know what you're talking about. And then basically what I'm told, too, is that they're going to want to tell you, they want you to tell them what they want to hear, but they don't want to hear the truth. And the best advice that I can give you for being psychic and empath, just be yourself and don't change for nobody. And if people cut the cords with you, like family, because I'm being told that some family might even cut the cords, because if they weren't raised that way, you're going to start noticing distance. People are not going to come over that much. People are going to start unfriending you because they don't believe in that. They weren't raised that way. And they're in denial. So just know that there will be people that will cut you off. And trust me, when I tell you this shit is, as I'm saying it right now, a lot of this shit's been happening to me within a month or two. I've had people, like three or four people, unfriend me. And you know what the funny thing about it is? It must be somebody that never talked to me, because I don't even know who the hell they are. Because all the people that I talk to, they're still my friends on my Facebook. So I'm thinking, okay, one last person that I didn't talk to. Be gone. You know, I don't have to worry about it, because they took that negative energy out of my circle, and I'm like, bye. You know, I'm like, bye, Felicia. I ain't gonna worry about you. I don't even know who the hell you are, and I don't care who you are. If you're gonna be negative and you have a problem with me, then you might as well just remove yourself from my Facebook. And it's funny that I'm saying that, because I've seen that happened to me within, I say within, like I said, 2 to 3 weeks. All I'm doing, like I'm doing the same thing you're doing. All I'm doing is spreading the truth. But you know what I'm being told? And this is what, from a movie, I can't think of the movie, but I'm thinking, I want to say it's Men of Honor, but it's not. There's this one where it's Jack Nicholson. He tells him in the courtroom, he goes, "You can't handle the truth." So that's what I'm being told to the people that don't understand it. They cannot handle our side of our gifts because they are afraid of them.
How do you let it go? You said the people that you know, like you don't really know them, and it's okay, let them go. But how do you handle the ones that you do know? Because that's my problem. It's hard for me to let just people go. Like even though I know it's not a good. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That is a good question. How do you let people that are in your circle that you do know? All you can do, and this is the best advice for you, is just don't say nothing. Don't be mean to them. Friend you and say you're nothing, you're nobody. And they might hurt your feelings, but you be a better person, and you just make it a sign of the cross, and I hope you find your way. That's all you can do is just pray for them, and hopefully that God's going to show them the way. That's all you can do. Just pray for them. Okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate your information.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
anytime.
I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you. And
if you want my number, it's 210-934-7470. Yeah, it's on the page, though.
I'll definitely keep in contact with you because I have a lot more questions. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Krista.
Okay. Thank you.
And that is the truth. I know Kim likes that too because they don't understand. They don't understand that if Kim, like, I'm pretty sure Kim reads people too, but it's just that they are afraid of a gift. They don't understand it. So they just avoid it. So.
I think that's what happens. You know, it's the same with. Anything that you put your mind to, if you have an interest in something that is a little bit out of the norm, so to speak, or not in consensus with other people, it's like, yeah, that person is like, we'll put them to one side and we'll talk about them later. And that type of thing, you know, it's like, yeah. Because you tend to get talked about rather than accepted, you know. It's that kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah. It's very hard to be accepted for certain things. Okay. Right. Let's see where we're going. Right. We're going to Chrissy's own city for this one. Rose?
Yeah, what's up, bro? Hi, what's up? So the question I got is that what is it that you wanted to ask me that you can talk about on the air? What is it that you wanted me to, what did you want to ask me? Or is there, or you just wanted to tell you what I'm seeing and then you can tell me what's going on?
Whatever you see, whatever comes up. Hopefully it's a spirit reading.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't know. I know that you don't refer me to your other friend, but she cannot see anything because she's not on my Facebook. She's got to send me a friend request, but she can't. But anyway, what I can see about that case, about her missing brother, there's a lot more at stake than what it realized. I'm being told that there is someone in the family that knows who did it and why they did it. I'm being told with everything that you do, the people that you come across, you're going to be protected because I'm being told that with St. Michael, he's protecting you for some reason. You have a lot of work to do and so much little bit of time that you have on earth because of everything that's going on. You just got to just keep yourself motivated and just know that you will get what you get. And then I'm being told with the owl, the owl has been seen. I'm being told that the owl's around you. I hear it in my head. I want to say that it's out there in the courts when you're not expecting it. I keep hearing whoop, like whoo, whoo, whoo. You know, I keep hearing that. So I'm being told that whenever an owl is nearby for you, that's a message of somebody about to die in the neighborhood. Or or there's a warning that somebody's going to be doing some stupid shit. So just that's what I'm being told to tell you. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, but like your friend, I just feel that your gifts are growing. But I feel like with the last caller, you having a hard time to how to deal with them. Yeah, I feel like you get messages when you meet people, when you pass out stuff. And you're just like, I can't do this because I don't want to scare them. Or I feel like I'm going to get rejected because they don't believe in that stuff. So you're having a hard time to how to go up to people and tell them the message. That's where I come in. And you're like, well, I know my friend Chris can do it because he's been around people forever. But with you, it's totally new for you because you're just like, I want to tell them. But they're going to give you this like, look like, are you fucking stupid? Are you insane? You know, like, well, do you believe in God? Or they're going to throw that God thing. Or do you go to church? Or do you go to the, do you read the Bible? And it's weird because that's what I'm seeing around you. People are lecturing you saying, do you believe in God? Do you read the Bible? You know, God is coming for you, blah, 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 you know, that, et cetera, et cetera. I'm being told that that's what they tell you. And that's what you've been coming across lately, people like that. So I'm being told that that you are going to be protected from people that are so negative. And then I really don't know too much about that guy. And I'm being told with this, too. That guy that you were promoting, that rapper, whoever the hell he is.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you right now, off the top of my head, I'm going to tell you right now, he's fake, okay? He's full of shit. He's just there for the money. I'm also being told that he uses his gift to try to trick girls, and he does things, which I can't say on the air, but he does things to girls. And to be honest with you, he's nothing but trouble. And I see like a warrant on him for some reason, and I don't even know anything about him. But I see a warrant for him, and I'm being told he's going to get locked up if he's not careful. So, yeah.
I wonder how that rapper came out, because I was not thinking about him at all.
Well,
but, yeah, that's been on my mind. I don't talk about it, but that's been on my mind because he messed up a lot of stuff. I know, you know, Rob.
Yeah.
He got effed over by that rapper too. So, and another friend of mine. And that was the same rapper that was flashing guns to my kids.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna put protection over you because I'm being told that he might show up or he might be in the neighborhoods. Just give you a heads up, keep an eye on your doors. He's not really who he says he is. I'm being told that he uses his products to try to make people believe that he sings. And he probably does rap on his own time, but I'm being told that he's more of a thief and a person that can kill if he wanted to. So
he did say that.
You know that.
He did that. He did say that. Nobody knew because only me and Radar were in the room. And he said that he can have any cartel or anybody because he knows people that chops off people's heads and get rid of the body if he said so. And I thought that was strange that he mentioned that in front of Radar.
Well, that's probably because he's done it. I mean, he's killed people before, but he's been clean. And I want to say 9 out of 10, I want to say maybe one of the crimes that's recently been on the news, he has a big impact on some of the crimes that are going out here in San Antonio. I don't know, like, all the crimes, but I'm being told that some of them, by Casamora, he has a lot to do with them because I'm seeing drive-bys. I'm actually seeing like two of them, and he's involved, and he's in the car. Now, I don't know what kind of car he drives, but I'm seeing a long car. It looks, to me, it looks like black, And I want to say it looks like four-door, but it's not. It's a two-door vehicle. And there could be up to maybe one, two, three. There could be like six people in the car. And I want to say it's like, it seems like a low-rider to me for some reason. I don't know why I got that, but yeah. So just to give you a heads up, I would say keep a close eye on the neighborhood because he's watching from a distance. I don't know if you've been feeling that, even though I know you didn't think about him that way.
No, I don't say it out loud, but I do think in my head, like, I wonder if he's around here because he always calls me at a certain time and says that, oh, I'm going to go by there and drop off some waters. Does Radar need anything? And he never, ever brings him anything, but he just says that.
Well, I'm being told he is watching you. Just heads up. And I'm being told he's coming from the back, from the, where you hang the clothes. He's coming from the back. And I've seen a lot of, like, he wears black and he goes through the neighborhood wearing dark black clothes. So he blends in very well. And I've been told that this guy can run if he's being chased. So if you ever hear about him getting arrested, he's not going to give up that easy. He's going to run. So
he did tell me a while back that he was involved with somebody got shot and kind of blamed it on him, some other rapper. And he goes, no, I don't want to talk about it anymore. It started to piss him off. And then he goes, I got to go. And then his daughter just looked down. It's not really his daughter. It's like a stepdaughter. He always takes everywhere with him. And
I was gonna say, how old is she? Because I see, is she like 15? Because I see 15. Is she younger than like 18?
Yeah, that's how old she was when he took her in. And now she's 20 or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, but.
You know what?
Yeah, and then when he told me to sell some of his merch, I felt uncomfortable with his merch here. And then I told him, you know what, can you just pick it up? Because if I'm selling anything out of my apartment, people are going to try to steal it. And at the time when he was coming over here, it was a bad time. It was like all the gangs were like shooting out here and a boy had just got killed at the park. And it was just a bad time. So I didn't want none of his merch here. I didn't want to get in trouble for something, so I just told him, can you pick it up? And then Radar said that when they were putting the merch inside his vehicle that he sat down and talked with him and he pulled out his gun again. And I was like, see, that's why I don't like when rappers do that. They flashing guns to kids and, you know, God knows, I didn't even know. I thought they just helped him with the merch and then went to the park, him and his friend. And then his friend said, man, that wasn't even cool when he did that. He scared me when he popped up that gun.
You know what? You know what is crazy? And this goes deep. You know what I'm being told? He sells meth and cocaine. Yeah, I'm actually seeing him in my head. And you know what's funny? And I don't know if you told me this or I'm seeing this in my head, but you wanted me to meet him. Something told me that all the time that you've been wanting me to go over there, he's been showing up unexpected. And I'm actually right now off of that. If I was there, I would have just been up and like, no. I'm not staying here. I don't like the vibe I'm getting from him because knowing that my gifts are getting so strong, I would have called him out in front of him. I probably would have made his ass cry.
And that's, you know what? Radar's the one that had a bad feeling about him. And Radar doesn't say anything. He always says, Mom, I had a bad feeling because he wanted us to move. But why just us? Why is he just choosing us? Like, do you ever... I didn't even think of that until he said it. And I was like, I need time to think because I don't know why.
Well, we can talk about that later. We can talk a whole other conversation and then the beat just went out. But I feel like I just want to let you know before you go, lock your doors and keep a lookout because this dude is, he's nearby. I mean, I can see him in my head. He is nearby. I want to say at least three blocks, if anything, in a car. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you, Rose. Okay. All right. That's a hard thing to talk about, isn't it? On radio, you know. And it's happening so much now all over the world where the world's changing so rapidly towards I don't know. It seems to me sometimes like the criminal facet of life seems to win out sometimes, and it's very difficult. I think that because of this, maybe the way things have gone recently, the COVID hasn't helped, obviously, and the police are, and the law enforcement officers are really under a lot of pressure there at the moment to do what's right for us. It's like, they're not well loved anymore by anyone. And they deserve a lot more respect than they get, sometimes we love them, sometimes we hate them, but it's like they deserve a lot more respect than they get, because it's getting really hard out there now at the moment to to keep things under control. And we have those type of gangs that Rose was talking about here in the UK now, and that they're getting more prominent on a daily basis. It's very, very hard. You can't penalise them unless they actually do something wrong. And they're regularly up in front of the judge. But they have to do something wrong first, so you can't stop them. It's very difficult. Okay, never mind. We're going to move on, see where we're going next. I really don't know. That was line 7. So with us on line 8 is Quinn. Oh, lovely. Okay.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
How have you been? How have you been?
I've been being me more.
Yeah.
How you?
Yeah.
How you?
Yeah.
Been?
You know what's funny? Yeah, I've been pretty good with you. Actually, I know that you were in that last chat, but I mean it's pretty good because that's what I usually do on my off time. And stuff like that. So I do help people behind the scenes, and I'm always busy. As a matter of fact, I have 4 paranormal cases that are, one of them is a local area here in San Antonio, and then there's another case somewhere in the donor state where they're just asking for me. And I'm not kidding, Queen. There's been like 2 or 3 people that ask me, Chris, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, what is it? Can I be your assistant? I'm like, oh, my God. So
oh, that's wonderful.
It tells me that I'm going to be really busy. People are going to want to be working for me, I tell you. It's great. It's insane, but I'm not even thinking about that yet. But everybody's just throwing that in around me, and I'm like, really? But anyway, but besides that, I've been pretty good.
Beautiful. You're kind of muffled, Chris. You're kind of muffled.
What I was going to tell you is that I got the spiritual animal around you. Their spiritual kingdom, and I'm seeing feathers like around you is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like, I want to say, hold on. I don't know why, but I keep on saying like owl feathers, and then I'm seeing eagle feathers. The only thing I can say is that I'm getting a lot of energy, of peace and harmony. I'm getting like a lot of peace and harmony around you, which meaning that what you're going to be doing is more of like putting a lot of energy to healing people. And I feel like your calling is even going higher. And what I mean by that is I can see you in my head, like you're floating in midair and you're putting like a blanket over the earth. You're one of a million that can do that, but I feel like you're putting a lot of warm in love and peace. And I feel like with you, I feel like of course we've known for many years that me and you are related in the past life, but I feel like you just don't like all this war that's going on. And I feel like it brings tears to your eyes, but you hide it. But in, you hide the pain and you turn it into positive, you know, with all that sadness that you feel for the people. And for the people that are very humble, you're there to help them. And then a hummingbird is telling me that what I was told to tell you is just enjoy what you love, enjoy what you do. Don't take life for granted. And just enjoy everything that the things that you're going to be doing in the near future. I'm being told that you're going to have a big responsibility of leadership in some kind of, I don't know why I heard the word program, but there's program or there's going to be a lot of things that are going to need your assistance in that aspect. I feel like they're going to need your spiritual leadership of all the knowledge that you're going to share. Because I feel like you're here to put peace to the world and try to make things, often I just heard Michael Jackson, that you're here to make this world a better place. And with my head, I keep hearing heal the world with you. I don't know why, but I keep hearing that. And then I keep hearing the man in the mirror, but instead I hear the woman in the mirror. And I'm being told that you're reflecting everything, anything negative, and letting it bounce off to the mirror and reflecting it out into the ground, and then releasing the positive energy comes in from your arms, and it gives you this tingling, like almost like you get shocked kind of feeling. That's the kind of vibration I see with you right now. I don't know why, but that's what I'm seeing. And they're telling me for you to speak your truth. Speak the truth and to speak it with integrity. Don't have no shame. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but that's what I'm being told. And I feel like Michael Jackson came through, you know, with Heal the World. And I feel like you're one of the old souls from many, many years. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but they're giving me, okay, this is weird. I don't know if you've seen, but they're telling me in the past you did, and that there's a relationship between you and Diana Ross.
Wow.
So I don't know where that's going, but I'm being told that you have this vibration of singing through tongues, and I feel like you're a descendant of hers, but from, I want to say, hold on, how far is she? You're about 6 years. You're like her sixth cousin. So there is a connection with you and Diana Ross. I don't know why. I'm actually connecting with everything. It's actually scaring the shit out of me, but I love the messages that are coming through. It's just amazing to know that a lot of people that are in my circle, I know that we all have had past lives. There's some past lives that I probably don't even I'm aware about, because I know I've been a warrior, but I just don't remember those past lives. Most of my past lives that I do remember, it's all magical, like with magic and Wiccan and Pagan. I remember all that. Now, if I was a soldier, there must have been some trauma in my life that I just blocked out all the other past lives because I didn't want to remember, because maybe I was shot. I internally died. I mean, I know that I've been around for a very long time. So, but for Queen, does the Diana Ross kind of like shock you in a way, or not really?
That's a surprise, although she's a boss, she's a real boss, and that's what you were suggesting that I was stepping into, and so I can relate to it that way. But Michael Jackson, as you were talking, I remember it came back to me like a flash. A few years back, I dreamed of him, and we talked, but it was about teaching the children. And that is one of my greatest gifts. I mean, I'm really good at that because I like people who are genuine, and those are the children. And in terms of healing, the reflection of using the mirror, I've been doing mirror work, but I'm also detoxing, fasting, and of course that takes you through a lot of different things. And and just sending it, sending the energy that needs to be released into the ground. I'm going to do that. And, you know, receiving the positive transformation as it does. So, yeah. So I'll take Diana Ross. You know, she's a boss. And not only that, as she aged, she still looks like she did when she was, I mean, she's beautiful. She's a fabulous elder.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what's funny is that, you know what was so weird is when you were talking about Michael Jackson, when I was connecting, you know, with the reading with you, I wouldn't be surprised if he came to me. I probably don't remember because there's only some things that you remember because lately my visions have been just very vivid, but lately it's been kind of just off. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the retrograde or whatever. But one thing I do know, and God rest his soul, but I was going to say that a lot of people misunderstood him because he did not have a childhood, and I'm repeating that on the air. He did not have a childhood. He had to grow up to be an adult. He had to work before he was even, he probably did go to school, but he was probably already singing when he was like five. That's why his brothers are the Jackson Five. So he really didn't have a childhood. And I feel that people misinterpret him because he loves children. And that kind of relates to what you just said. And I know that as a matter of fact, I knew this, that he was a psychic. He was also an indigo child, which is funny because he's a Virgo just like me. And I feel like he wanted to give to the world, but people just misinterpreted him and just wanted money from him because, of course, he's a millionaire, or he was, so to speak, because he's already on the other side. But the thing is that people like that, there's always allegations. I don't care who it is. It could be anyone that, you know, when you have a beautiful talent like that, a God-given gift, that God can give you a voice to sing. I feel like all his music was healing. And even though he's, to me, I'm going to be honest with you, even though I say, you know, rest his soul and rest in peace, but truly in my heart, I'm going to tell you this, I don't think he's dead. He's alive, but he's in another country. But just out of respect, I will tell you that I feel like people think he's dead. But I don't know if it's, I feel his spirit is just alive, or if it's just the music, or maybe it's because he was a big idol of mine. But I feel like with him, I don't feel like he's dead. But just to make sure that, you know, out of respect, I just give him rest in peace if he is on the other side. Because to me, I don't feel like he is, because he's kind of like, I'm going to say he's in between worlds, is what I'm seeing. So that's what I have to say. But thanks, Queen, for the validation.
Thank you. And he's alive through his music, that's for sure. And
yeah,
so he is living on. And in turn, I used to sing, and I'm being motivated to bring my voice back to song as well. So thank you both. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate y'all.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen. Okay, right. That's interesting. That is interesting. Because, you know, not only could you say that about Michael Jackson, but I feel you could say that about a lot of people, especially around the show business platform, kind of go off the scene very, very quickly. And, you know, there has, and there always will be, conspiracy theories about people and things, you know, but it certainly could be done, and quite possible, I'm sure, that people, if they didn't want to be found or they didn't want to be known, that they could, you know, do that quite easily. It'd be so easy to do. And you would think that, oh, well, too well known. Not so. Not so. You know, it's not because they're too well known that nobody's going to recognize them. It's that they have help from a greater source, let's just say. That's a feeling I get. There's greater things not known to us that go on a daily basis. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that goes on. Yeah. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Carolyn.
Hello. Hello, Chris. Hello, Ken. Hello.
How are you
doing? Well, Chris, you know, your reading last time when I called in, you're saying don't bite your tongue. You know, you have to say what you think. And I said, oh, no, no, I don't do that. But you know what? It turned out that there was somebody in my life that, excuse me, they have this habit of, and it had gotten to the point where I was being kind of careful with them, and I wasn't saying what I thought, and they have this habit of, they will block me, and then they'll unblock me, and they'll come back and forth, and it could be over the most silliest thing, the most littlest, tiniest thing. So that you were, I think you were picking up on that. And now I'm blocked. The status is now I'm blocked. But anyway.
Wow.
Whatever you pick up, I'm on my way back to the new place where I moved in. And I'm trying to make everything work. And there's always drama when I left the old place where I was living. Right now, a couple hours ago, there's drama going on there, but there's nothing I can do about that.
Okay, when I was told to tell you, thank you for that validation, though, for that I was picking up on. The thing right now is they're telling me with everything that you just confirmed, now they're telling me for you to love and accept yourself and have self-acceptance, that now that you spoke up, be proud of who you are. I feel like a part of you said, no, I'm not going to ever do this. No, because that's not just me. But if you wouldn't have spoken up, people would just be stepping all over you. And for me, even though I barely know you, but I do know that you have a real loving spirit, loving energy, and I
not when
want
I get
you
mad, though.
To, yeah, that you have...
When I get mad, it flips.
Yeah. And I do feel that you have a loving personality. It's just that they push your buttons, like I said. And the second card I got was a miracle of forgiveness. So what you can do is just, you don't need to talk to him. He blocked you. But you just pray for you know, even though he did wrong, you just pray for his sins, is what I'm being told, for his sins. And just pray that, you know, that he finds himself and reconnect with source and spirit, because I feel like he's misled and he's hanging around with the wrong people, that he just, his misdemeanor of his attitude has completely changed.
You know, it's a woman. It's
changed.
A woman.
Yeah, his,
you know,
yeah, he's changed. Yeah, he's not the same
person. And I'm not a lesbian or anything. It's a woman. It's, you know, we're heterosexual. It's just,
yeah.
Know.
Yeah, and that's what, but that's what I'm picking up on. The first one was to connect with music. So whenever you need the healing, you feel like you're just alone, just connect with music. And it's funny how I connect with Diana Ross, his queen. But I would say to look for very upbeat music.
Yeah.
And whenever you ask spirit to play a song for you, just mess with your phone and go to YouTube and see what the first song that pops up. And I mean,
yeah.
So whatever song pops up, is listen to the words. Okay? Listen
yeah.
to the words. That's what I'm being told for you to listen to the music. Because the music is going to be your motivator and it's going to help you to heal in a different
yeah.
way. I mean, because I mean, you can do healing with somebody that you can talk to. But since everybody
yeah.
has their ways of being, you're just going to have
yeah.
to find the healing a different way. And the only song that comes to my mind is To Stand Up from Elton John. There's a song that called Stand Up. I'm Still Standing. So when you know that no matter how he is, if he comes back or he comes in and out, just know that you're still, I'm still standing. I'm still here for you whenever you need my help. But until he comes clean and admits that he's wrong, just keep going and keep doing what you're going to do. Okay? Can you hear me? Mama, I think we lost her. Okay, are you here? Are you there?
I'm here. What happened is I use AirBuds,
yeah.
And they lost their charge, so I was hoping. And then what happens is I have to take them out and then put you on speakerphone. So now, I've been here.
Okay, so that one I was told is that the song I'm Still Standing from Elton John would probably be a good motivator to know that you are not giving up and you're a fighter. And then no matter when you move back to that house, just live your joy and follow what's your heart and what your joy is. Don't let anybody take your happiness and know that their miracle prayer will come. And it will come around, but you just got to be a better person to forgive him. I mean, to forgive her, sorry. I keep thinking him because I just feel that the energy is masculine, but I just see that things will get better for you. And just keep your head up high. And
yeah,
that's what
I
got
feel
for you.
Sorry. I've just given them a lot of space always, and I felt always sorry for them. And I felt, I was trying to be a good girlfriend and being encouraging and supportive, and that would happen at times from their end, but not always. And so, it came out of the blue. I mean, this person just has a lot of issues, and I thought, well, they're talented and they're this and that and loving humanity, and I love artists, but it just wasn't worth it. And sometimes people have mental health issues that are so extreme that I'm not a psychiatrist, I can't write a prescription for medication, and you can only take so much. So anyway, it's like, I just let it go. And of course, I don't harbor any grudges. I just, it was kind of, it's stunning. Sometimes it just, you get stunned. Like, wow, that is really bad. Wow, that. I didn't, ooh. Anyway, moving on. So I know there are a lot of, there's 7 billion people on the planet. And I mean, it's like, lots of opportunities to make new friends
better decisions. Yeah. You're going to come across new people. Trust me, you're going to come across people that are going to be, it's kind of like, and it's weird because a lot of people don't believe it, but I just feel that everybody in our life, we pick them. We pick our parents, we pick our dad, our brothers and sisters. We actually pick our responsibilities. We pick our friends to betray us. It's all written in the books before you come down here.
Yeah.
A lot of people would get me that I've been told by an ex-friend of mine, and she asked me, she goes, I got a question for you, Chris, and she was like, why in the hell would I put my life against her, my sister, or why would I put my life of somebody betraying me, my family, Serena Reen. That you told me before you were even down here. But you can't see that book of records of your life. Somebody else has to be able to get that aspect of your records of everything you chose when you were be born, the day you were going to die. Everything you did, you picked on your own, even though you find it hard to believe. But you picked it. You even picked your obstacles. You picked all of that stuff that you are going through. You picked it.
Yeah.
It's just for some people too hard to accept it because they feel like, no, I don't feel that's even possible. But in New York,
yeah.
I know that all the stuff I've gone through and I'm still going through, I picked it. I picked everything I'm going through in my life.
You know what I sometimes say, and I know it's probably not the best thing, and it has nothing to do with that issue about that person that I was talking to you about. It has... Because I have other concerns that are much bigger and more worthwhile to spend my energy on. But I thought earlier today when I was in Walmart, I thought, you know, I'm wearing my mask and I think, you know, God, I'm just trying to rush through everything, spray myself with 91% rubbing alcohol. And I think to myself, I just hope I survive my life, you know?
Yeah. Because
sometimes
and
I'm
truly...
so frantic.
Yeah.
Okay, there's
but
Bill.
I know
that. Thank you.
But hopefully that makes sense. And hopefully that makes sense, Carolyn. And keep me updated.
Yeah.
Everything that you are going through next Friday. And hopefully you get healing because I'm going to send you some healing energy because I feel like you need it because you're going through
so
much.
Thank
you. But, and I'll send
you
prayers.
Chris.
And
thank
my
you.
Heart goes out
thank
to you.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see then. Where are we going? Where are we going? Sue.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Sue. How can I help you?
Just wondering if you're picking anything up. This has been kind of a very stressful month, and I'm praying that this is over and done with. Moving on the upswing. If you
well,
anything
the only
else?
Thing I got right now is to honor your feelings, and the people that are going to be surrounding you should be very supportive of your emotions and your feelings. And according to what I'm seeing right now, the Virgin Mary came up. I'm seeing her in my head, and she's giving you a lot of motherly love, unconditional love, and she's going to help you with the love and the love that you deserve. And I'm being told that the change and transition has already been done with. It's already closed. Now there's going to be a new chapter of your life starting. So whatever obstacles and, you know, are you having a bad weekend, that door's closed. You might not feel closed because you're processing and you're still...
The energy is still
information.
Around. Yeah,
the energy, yes. And you have to just let it pass. It has to be... It has to be residual, yeah. It has to go.
Mm-hmm.
It has to keep going until it just changes because the transition is already coming. And then the next time, when everything is clear, you're going to know it because they're telling you to tell you to trust your vibes and trust your intuition and your guidance for the next chapter of your life. And it's funny how I'm saying chapter, but I feel that we all go through that. So I feel like you're going to go through a new opportunities, people are going to be, you're going to come across new friends, people that are going to show you the love of all the connect that you got and the people that were abusing you and using you for whatever, for their damn benefit, that shit's going to stop. It's what they're telling me. All that shit that they did, it's going to stop now. Okay? And then they're telling me that you're going to be surrounded by angels. They're going to be surrounded by people that are trustworthy and people that you can trust and love. They're going to bring you truth-worthy friends. And it's funny, when I was talking, I actually caught myself saying this, and I know I caught myself saying it, but I'm told to tell you that even though I stopped, I'm being told that you're going to be surrounded by earthbound angels, which means that you're going to have people that are going to come in your life. They're going to look as solid as you are. They're going to look as solid as me. But they're going to have wings behind them, and you're not going to be able to see them, but they're angels. That they're going to be there to guide you into what direction. And then once that they accomplish whatever message they got to tell you or how they're going to help you, then they're going to disappear. And I'm being told that there's going to be three people that are going to be coming around you during this time of need. So just pay attention to them and just be very observing that they might look solid, and you would think that there's no such thing as solid spirit. But a lot of people don't see that. There's a lot of people don't understand that angels are among us, and they blend in very, very, very well. Once they tell you what they got to tell you, they tend to just disappear. When you look for them, you're like, where did that guy go? And then you just question, and you're like, oh, it's probably nothing. Maybe the guy just had to go and do something. But we don't think of it in our subconscious that maybe it's an angel that we came across, because they look as solid as you. You don't think of this kind of thing. Because you think, as being a human, you just think, oh, it's just the person maybe had something to do. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it in the spiritual aspect, you just got touched by an angel that with full body. So basically, they will touch you and say what they got to say, and then they'll just go about their business and disappear, and then they'll go to somebody else. Because they have a schedule just like we do. They are guided by the man upstairs and saying that you have so much of a task to do within this hour. And then once they're done with the accomplishment, they rest for the rest of the day, and then they go back up to the heavens, and then the next day they start all over again. They come back, and that assigns them an assignment and tell them, you need to go tell this person that he's loved, or you need to go tell this person that they're not alone. You got to tell this person that there's hope. That's God's word through his earthbound angels. And I do believe there's earthbound angels, because there's sometimes that you go through trauma, you can get into an accident, and the person just helps you up. And then when the ambulance comes, you're like, well, where is that guy that picked me up from the car? They're looking at you like, what guy? Yeah. So just remember that if that happens to you, just know that you just got touched by an angel. And I'm being told that you're going to be surrounded by a lot of angels during this time. And I'm being told it's going to be very, very soon, because you're going through a lot to bear with. So just know that you're going to be surrounded by angels.
That's kind of interesting, because the other night I felt like somebody touched me and was trying to shake me to wake me up. And it was like, that was so real.
Well, you know what I'm being told? According to what I'm seeing, I'm seeing a person with wings and a sword, and I'm being told it was Saint Michael that did that. Because I'm being told that whatever you were waking up from, it was a bad dream. It was a nightmare. And I'm being told that whatever it was, it felt so real, but there was something nearby you, but he pushed it off, and he fought for you, and that's why he woke you up. And it feels real, but I'm being told what you felt was not a dream. It was real.
Yeah, I do remember it. Yes, it was very real.
So just know that you're already surrounded by angels, and you have a reason why they're protecting you, because I'm being told that there's going to be some kind of issues that they're going to try to stop you from progressing. So St. Michael's going to be by your corner for a while. And then whenever you need healing, when there's somebody in the family or whatever, health issues, he's going to be there. So I'm being told you're going to be surrounded by, right now at the present time, you have St. Michael. You don't have anybody else but him right now. So within the next week, you're going to have Gabrielle for communication, for people that they need to talk to, or people are going to tell you messages that they're going to communicate with you. Once that's done, that's another chapter. And then whenever you need healing of your body hurting, giving you energy, that's where Raphael is going to come in. And I'm being told that it's going to be through the whole month of September, and you're going to feel it more deeper in October.
Okay.
So, okay. And
now, I do have a
question.
I do have one question. I do have one question. I lost a friend about a week and a half ago, passed over, and I was wondering if she, if you can pick up anything on her, if she's going to make connection. And that's who, too, I thought might have been shaking me in the middle of the night, too, because it was a couple of days after she passed.
Well, I'm being told. Okay, was she light complected?
Was she what?
I don't know why I'm being like, was she light complected?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Oh, was she whiter than you? Like
oh,
a more dark light? Okay, yeah, that was her. She was there with you too. So I'm being told that she was just saying, I'm here, I haven't left you. But even though she just passed away, she's going through a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know why I heard that. That was just weird. And then I heard the word hope. I don't know if that's her name or what she went by or what she believed in. But I heard the word
hope. And what was the name? Hope?
Hope. Hope.
Yeah.
Hope.
No, that was her. Mm-hmm. That wasn't her name, but that was the essence of her, yes.
Okay, well, then
yeah.
That makes perfect sense. I'm being told that she's going to be probably assisting you and guiding you during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're still growing, and so just know that everything that you're going through is very real right now. Right now, where you're in a place of kind of like, I don't want to say it's a vortex, but there's a door right now around you. I'm seeing like a spiritual door, so I'm being told that there's going to be a lot of warriors and a lot of people that are going to be protecting surrounding you. And I'm being told by even by your great-great-grandmother is going to be around you too. In the past couple of weeks, she's going to be around you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
Welcome. And I'm glad that you called in, and
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it resonated with you, because those things are very real. Some people just think it's just a dream. But dreams are visions, and they're messages. So just pay attention to what happens to you within a couple of weeks. I'm being told that you might want to get a journal. And trying to remember everything that you experienced.
Well, I've been trying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just they're fleeting. As soon as I wake up, it's like, oh my God, I lost it already. And you know, you can feel it and feel everything as you're coming back into, you know, wake up. I shouldn't say reality. And then as soon as your eyes are open, your feet hit the ground. It's gone. It's like I can't even get to my book to write it down. Like, oh my gosh. And you remember I do remember everything as I start to come into 3D again.
Well, do you remember that you remember? And there might be some things that you might try, that things that might try to make you forget, but it's probably because of the 5G energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because of all the radiation that they're doing. So there's a lot of manipulation with their mind. They're trying to make us forget messages. So just pay attention, okay?
Yeah, well, yes, I agree. I will do that. Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome. You, God bless you.
Thank you, Ken. You guys.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're at the end of full time then this evening, ladies and gents. We've had 12 people in our call queue.
Thank you, Ken. I hope you have a good weekend, Ken. Thank you for coming on. Having me on as always, and sending lots of love and prayers.
Well, there's two more people here, Chris, if you're happy to carry on for a little while.
Okay,
yeah,
I can do it as long as we don't have time. As long as that's what I'm worried about, as long as we have time.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we've got what they call archive time. We don't use a full hour anymore because it's like, okay, people get a bit naughty and they used to call at the end of the show and we used to push it to the full hour, you know, and we used to get 20 people in the call queue. And that was a bit naughty. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Kerry?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Fine, I'm doing pretty good.
Hi. Hi, how are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. I've been busy, as always. It never stops for me. It's like I actually got a rest on my birthday, but it was pretty good, though. I've been doing very good offline and I'm always busy, so I'm always doing something even if I'm not on the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm having premonitions around a new job. Okay, I'm quite sure this is going to come after I finish this case, but is the HR division for a non-for-profit agency? So should I get my resume out now, or should I get my resume out after I complete the legal matter? Because I still want to go back to work.
I'd say do it. Hold on, there. I think they're telling me something. Hold on. Is it before the legal matter or after? They're telling me after for some reason. Because I mean,
that's what I
was thinking. They don't want you to leave the paperwork. That's why.
Okay. So wait until after. That's what I said too. I'll wait until after. Okay. That's what I was thinking, because I was picking up on the energy of this very strongly. Okay, so I'll wait until after my case is completed.
Yeah, and that's what I was told to tell you. Hold on. So what else we have here? We do feel like there is some healing that needs to be done with all this stuff that you're, I feel like your body's burned out. I would say just do some, eat some greens. And the day that you don't have the legal or court or whatever you're dealing with, I would say just eat some greens and try to get plenty of rest.
Okay.
And get plenty of sleep. And then I'm going to write down how you feel. And once you write it, if you feel like, if it's negative how you're feeling, what you can do is just write it down.
Okay.
And then you can either just fold it, and then you can just do some kind of energy to it, or you can even burn it. If it's negative, just burn it and just say, this is removed from my life. And then whatever is positive, you just you write it down with a red pen. Anything that's negative, you're going to put it with a black pen.
Okay.
So to repel would be with a black pen, and to attract is with a red pen.
Okay. What color paper? Does it matter?
To me, I would say if you can get some petition paper without lines on it, that would be best, and I've been told clear white paper. And then I don't know why, but I was going to ask you, do you have a store where they have a deer skin paper? Or some kind of skin to it? I don't know what it is, but I've been told like some kind of skin of an animal. They make this paper, but it's real crispy kind of paper. I don't know why I'm seeing a crispy paper, but it looks... I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I mean... Now, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I can find that. Okay.
Okay, well, I was told to do it with the red pen is what I'm seeing. And then I'm also being told you're going to receive a precious letter from someone. And then the last thing they're telling me to tell you is that you're going to be rewarded with great happiness. So I'm being told that once all this court issue, you're going to be receive a lot of happiness, because this is one chapter that you have to deal with. It's not something that you can just escape. It's got to be done. So once this chapter of the court issue is done, the legal issues, you're going to be actually feeling more lighter. Because right now I feel like I can't breathe, like I'm heavy around you. I feel like heavy. I guess it's because of all the appointments you got to do, all the papers and legal issues. So I feel like it's heavy energy, because it doesn't feel light, because you're dealing with problems here, problems there. But that energy is going through a cycle where it's going to change. And since we're close to October, it's going to be around that time where the energy is going to start shifting. You're going to feel different. You're going to be able to feel the fresh air and feel more, you're going to feel more lighter, is what they're telling me. You're going to feel a lot lighter.
Okie dokie. Sounds good.
You're welcome.
And I have to set up a personal reading with you. Okay, I have to set up a personal reading with you. Okay.
All right, then.
And I got the whole PayPal thing straightened out. Okay, I just got it straightened out yesterday.
Okay. Well, just let me know when you can send it up. You're welcome. Okay. Now keep a lookout for it. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. All right. Bye.
Of course. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ken.
Okay then. Right, we've got one last call, and that's Tanika.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to hear, at the end of the month, my job might be ending. I'm not sure if it will or not. So,
I can't hear you because there's an echo. What is that echo? I'm hearing you.
I'm not sure.
Hear what you said.
I'm not sure. I have my TV on mute. I don't have any sound.
Okay, well, there must be some interference. I'm being told there's some static. I'm being told there's some spiritual static there. Not wanting you to get the answer. Okay, so say it again.
Okay, this job might be ending at the end of the month. I'm not sure if it will. I've been going on interviews, different places, and I want to know if you see my job ending at the end of the month where I work. I think you see me in a different job, and if so, where?
Honestly, I feel like the energy of the place feels like it's ending. But for some reason, it's kind of like puzzling for some reason. I feel almost feel like it's going to go from ending to almost something even better. So I just feel like it's a distraction or kind of like a cover-up. I don't know why I got the word cover-up. That's just very unusual when it comes to business. So even though there might be something covered up, I do feel, I feel like you're going to be somewhere else within, before even the time is up. You're going to be like already having an interview probably by, not this week, but the following week. So you might start in, I want to say like the 2nd or the 3rd of October is what I'm seeing. And then it's telling me that you have spiritual abundance, so there's money that's still there. And okay, this just gives me more confirmation. There's a door that's about to close. So it is going to be coming to an end because of the boss doesn't want to be dealing with this shit no more. So that door is closing and another door is opening. So there's a lot of doors that are opening and opportunities for you right now. And then once that's done, you need to clear the energy field, the energy of the area before you work, before you leave, any of that energy back, check with it. You don't want to take the energy into the new location where you're going to be working. So you want to do some clearing. There's a little bit of issues that go just beyond you, which is more of management issues. So you might want to clear it because it feels kind of like cluttered. I would say do some sage, follow something just to clear it, to make sure that you go into a new business with a new start, fresh.
Yeah, well, that is true. Management has issues, and it might be ending at the end of the month because the mandate, like people who basically don't want to do it, they lose their job. So that's why I say I don't know if I'll be losing my job or not at the end of the month. And period, it's a job I've been wanting to leave. So I've been going on a lot of interviews anyway. So that's why I was wondering if this is going to happen or if it's not going to happen, and which job will I end up in, you know, like, because I'm very sensitive.
I see like an office, you know, like more of them. I don't know why I keep seeing this. Hold on. I would say some of like rehab kind of work or kind of some kind of dealing with people or getting like some kind of psychiatrist, kind of like a person that speaks and guides people. Because I keep seeing with your throat chakra, I feel like you have the ability to heal people just with hearing you. You have this very vibration of just healing, but it's a magical that comes out of your voice. It's like more of a spiritual aspect coming out. So when you speak to people, you're actually hearing them, and you're receiving and exchanging energy, is what I'm seeing. And when I'm looking into it, I'm seeing Archangel Gabrielle is helping you with that, with a communication issue, because there's a lot of issues that they're dealing with the business, and they're, I mean, told that they're bickering, so they might just close it just because they're unhappy. And I mean, told there's a lot of people that are saying, well, am I going to get my fucking check? Am I going to get my check? So there's people that are wondering, are you going to get paid? Because people are complaining. So I'm being told that you're, I don't know if you're complaining, but I'm being told others have complained about, are we going to get our check? Because there's rumors of something going on, rumors of something going on, which I don't know what that is, but I'm hearing the word rumors.
That place is very miserable. It's one of the biggest medical companies out here in New York. But that place is very miserable. It's very miserable.
Yeah, I mean, don't that it's probably going to close, and you'll probably be out of there probably by the second week, which I don't even know what the second week is, but I want to say you'll be out of there, and you'll probably be already by October is what I'm seeing. And the thing is, I would say to make it do faster, put a resume of where you're working now, and try to put more applications of within the same field. if you want to work in with the same field or the energy that you're working with this building, you can transfer into another office where there's medical things that you can be doing, because I feel like you're good with the medical and behind the desk is what I see. And I see like a boss, the word boss around you. So you might be, the next job that you're going to be offering is first like training, and then you might be a boss or a leader that's going to be telling other people what to do.
I don't want to be in the medical field anymore. That's why I'm trying to leave the medical field. I'm an office worker in a medical office.
Well, I do see like a different kind of office. I feel like it's going to be healing, probably a different type of atmosphere, but it's going to be totally different. You know, I do feel that the reason why you want to leave is because there's people that are so toxic that it makes everybody just sick, and they're just like, I'm tired of this kind of work. They don't want to do it, but that's what I'm being told to tell you.
Very true.
You're welcome.
Thank
anything
you
else?
Much. No, that's it. If you don't see anything,
Michael.
And I'm supposed to go at the end of the month to a trip to see my dad in Georgia for his party, October 1st to October 4th. And then when I come back, that's when I was thinking I'll probably be hired someplace new. It's just so many variety of places out there that are showing interest. So I don't know which place it'll be. And, like, my job is, like, you know, you watch the news every day. That's what's governing my job. So I don't like feeling this way. And, I mean, I just, as far as relationships, like, I don't even know where to go with that, because I also want to move so bad. So it's, like, those aspects of my life, I just need them to be fixed, you know?
Yeah. And I'm being told that there's a sign of distress. And I mean, don't that there's some hard work ahead of you, but you'll be better off leaving where you're at, because you feel like you're unhappy and you're just like, you're done. Then I'm being told that there's going to be a happy romance in the future. So I'm being told that probably by December, you're going to see people before then, but I'm being told that there's going to be something good in December. So there's going to be a big change once you take this vacation and go see your dad, things are going to change. That's going to give you some time to relax and to get away from work, from the work area.
Because that job, I was seeing someone named Frank when I first started that job. He was from the job I left. He and me met at the job I left to come to this job, and I started this job in 2019. And I just changed since I've been here. I mean, I think he's like a player. I don't know. I felt like he didn't take me seriously, so I kind of stopped talking to him. But this job made me not want to date or even talk to him at all anymore. So I was just, you know, unhappy.
Yeah. So I want to say that things are going to change, and I see a new romance coming. But if you want to, like, call me, because I know our time's up, but if you want to call me, the information's on Kim's page. My number there, the 210-974, that's my phone personal number. So if you want to give me a call, you can do that for the show, or maybe like an hour later if you want. and we can do like more of a private session. It's up to you. But if you want to call me, it's 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470. And that's for everybody, including whoever's listening to the show. If you don't got my number, that's where you can reach me at. And thank you, Ken, for having me on, as always.
Thanks, Chris. Right, that wraps it up for this one, then, ladies and gents. Thank you, Tanika.
Thank you.
For being our last caller. And we've gone a little bit over the clock. We have no show tomorrow evening, then. The next show now being Sunday with Kelly Jo. We have a show for you on Monday, as far as I know, thus far, with Selva. And then we're back to Tuesday there with Tina. So pretty full week this coming week. And we should have a show for you. At least 5 nights out of 7. We're still looking for somebody to fit in for Wednesday and Saturday. If you know of anybody that wants to try their hand at doing a 2-hour show, then send them our way, because we love to give people a chance, preferably laptop or PC. Any other device is kind of you can use a tablet. When you're using a cell phone, the screen's too small to be seen. Yeah, it's okay for calling in, but it's not practical for doing the show. Yeah. Right then, so we're out of here. We're going to leave you with this one.
Take your breath away,
motorbiking. I'm motorbiking.